Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. This is a big weekend for the arts in Muncie. The Ball State Discovery New Musical Theater Festival, devoted to unpublished musical theater writers. It's presented by Muncie Civic Theater and Cornerstone Center for the Arts, with details at bsudiscoveryfestival.com. Todd Sandman is executive director at Civic Theater.
There were 136 entries. We were hoping for, 25 or 50. And so Beth Turcotte, who's, it's kind of her brainchild, and her class, that's where it started. They started going through all of these submissions, which became quite a huge undertaking to narrow it down to the three top musicals.
The focus is on musicals.
There'll be stage readings, so it won't be blocked.
And what about the music part of that?
Yes. All three shows are musicals. So a lot of the time is going to be spent during, because they get 1 week to prepare each show. And a lot of the emphasis is going to be on the music. So they'll be singing the songs. Everyone will just have a piano.
There are the traditional musicals, but that form has changed with the years, right? And the festival reflects that.
Yes, I think there's a nice variety of shows that are being performed. The subject matter is a little different. I would say all three shows are PG-13, quite definitely. The White City.
Give us an example.
Give you an example. White City is about this lovely girl who is going off to the state fair in Chicago for the first time, and it's all about a serial killer, actually, and how she ends up becoming involved with Mr. Holmes. And
I'm thinking of the peppy musical number that goes with the...
right, between his three wives, yes, indeed, and the murders that follow. So it's really a very cool piece. Maybe more along the lines of Sweeney Todd, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, it's a national festival.
It is a national festival, and that's one of the really exciting things about it, is that there will be people from all across the country involved with the arts. And I think some people that we may very well see eventually at some time being on Broadway, whether it's this play or some other play, but the work is quite outstanding. So we're really excited.
Yeah, how do you decide who's going to be in the festival? You had a lot of submissions.
Right. Well, it needed to be a cast larger than 12. It needed to be a show that could be produced by Ball State. So the majority of roles are going to be filled by Ball State students. Not that it had to be a play that had all characters from 18 to 22, but that had roles that could be produced and done by Ball State students. Because the goal is for whichever show is picked to continue on will be produced at Ball State in the studio theater there, and then we'll go on to the American College Theater Festival.
And you teach at Ball State. Is there there's a pretty good pool of talent there?
There is an amazing pool of talent at Ball State. The theater department at Ball State has grown and grown, I would say, especially over the past 6 to 10 years. And its notoriety is growing along with it, very much so. So the pool of talent there is quite extraordinary. And it's a very exciting time for the department.
We're in a time where you could go out and find a 50-inch television with amazing sound for your home, but people are still coming out to live theater.
There's nothing like that live experience. They're just... that atmosphere, you just, a movie theater, kind of close, but not so much, even 3D. It's just, when you can see it live, it's just much more exciting, and I think the emotions run higher for people. That escape is much more, I think, intense. And I think the growth that we're seeing, I mean, Civic Theater alone, their single ticket sales are up over 60% in 3 years, which says a lot for not only the growth in and talent in the community and the attention to detail in the productions. But the audiences are just really enjoying it, and it's growth from the kids are coming to see it. But look at television today. You've got, I mean, Glee was such a big show, and you've got all these talent shows and singing shows. So there's much more emphasis from television on live performance right now, and it's been popular for at least six years, I'd say. American Idol is, going into their 14th season. And I think we are seeing some positive results from that, and I think theater programs in general. You've got these young kids who are growing up watching this television shows. I want to perform, I want to sing, I want to act, I want to dance. So they're coming out. Where are they going to learn this? How can they do that? Well, it's going to be in school, it's going to be at their community theater, it's going to be at the university level.
Todd Sandman, executive director at Muncie Civic Theater, preparing to open its new season, which includes a high-flying version of Peter Pan, along with The Color Purple and a musical version of Stephen King's classic Carrie. Details are at MuncieCivic.org. In the meantime, if you're looking for something this weekend and you're catching our Friday show, check out the Ball State Discovery New Musical Theater Festival, a real assemblage of talent, and you can see the full rundown of events at bsudiscoveryfestival.com.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line and let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
My name's Todd Sandman. I'm the executive director here at Muncie Civic Theater, and I do teach at Ball State as well. We are sitting in my executive office, which is here in our historic building with the bare brick walls and the hardwood floors. The building was built in 1880. It was originally a mercantile building with storefronts. And so this was an apartment, and it had the building was touted for having the best location in town and the latest of refinements, electricity, big thing in the 1880s. So it was considered to be a fairly luxurious building. Then in the early 1900s, they took out the second floor on the far, north side of the building, and turned it into a vaudeville theater. And it was the Star Theater, and you had all these famous acts from Red Skelton to W.C. Fields, the Marx Brothers. It was on the circuit. Then in 1965, the Muncie Civic Theater Association took over that space. They were at the Masonic Temple, which is now Cornerstone Center for the Arts. And William H. Ball started the Muncie Civic Theater in 1931. And so from 65 on, they've been here. I performed here when I was at Ball State in the late 80s, and that's how my connection to the theater is as strong as it was, because it was a really special experience for me.
You were a theater student at Ball State University.
Yes.
You went out west. You were in Los Angeles for a while. You were an actor.
Yes.
Should we look you up on IMDb?
You could, but no need to. I did a lot more theater.
There are young people today who are in theater, and they're trying to think what their chances are, and they're thinking, what advice would you have for people who might head out that way?
You gotta stick with it. You really have to know, especially if you're looking at TV and film, it's really important to not only be constantly working on your talent and your skills, but you have to have a really good idea of who you are, how you come across on stage or on film, especially. Because not everybody, some people are great theater actors. They don't come across that great on film or TV necessarily. I mean, sometimes the camera likes you or it doesn't.
How has YouTube affected that? I would think that there are people at home and they're tuning up their performance or their abilities with that?
Well, I think initially YouTube, we all know it set off some pretty major careers, like I think Justin Bieber. We use YouTube for the theater as a way to put up videos for our season subscriptions that are coming out, for advertising, for individual shows. So it can be a great resource. I think it's probably tougher now to get discovered on YouTube because there's so many videos. There's so many people doing it, trying to get Ellen to, pick them out of the millions of people. But, boy, if you do the right thing, and it's interesting, and it goes viral. You know, it's a click of the button to get, and everybody's, you know, that 6 degrees of separation now is probably, well, I don't know, 3 degrees, thanks to Facebook and the internet.
Are ticket sales up 60% in 3 years?
Yes.
For Muncie Civic Theater? Mm-hmm. That's remarkable. What's caused that?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with attention to detail, bringing up...
Oh, the executive director has done a marvelous job.
It takes a village.
I'm sure it does. No.
It takes a village. You know, it's public knowledge. You know, 2006, the theater almost closed its doors. I mean, they were facing some really difficult times. But now we've been getting underwriters for individual shows, more grant money. But really, it all started with just knuckling down to the bare basics of do a better show. You know, do shows that people want to be in, do shows that the public is really interested in seeing, and do your darndest to get a good-looking set and some good costumes on people and get some actors and really work them.
Would you say that Civic Theater productions or what you're offering the public has changed just in general in the past few years?
I would say, quite definitely. I think just the types of shows and the variety of shows. Because, you know, some theaters will try to have some kind of theme to their season. And we've been charting our successes and shows that weren't as successful and what was it about them. So we try to do a season that's a little bit for everyone. So we've got family fare. We've got more date night stuff, really popular stuff. In our studio theater, we have more edgy, provocative stuff that we're probably not going to put on main stage. So it's giving that blend, because we don't want every show to be a kid's show. You can't do, you know, but we'll have a Peter Pan like we do next season, and we're flying them, by the way, which is a first, I think, for the theater. And then we'll have Carrie, which is, you know, the 2012 Broadway, off-Broadway revival rock musical. You know, not something you're going to take a 10-year-old to, but you've got Peter Pan, and then we're doing The Color Purple, you know, because diversity is really important. And we want to really promote that. And our Dreamgirls last year was a huge success. There's so much talent in this town that I don't think people realize.
What would you say to people who maybe haven't experienced the Civic Theater or been out to this kind of experience before?
Well, it's time that they got to the theater, because it's a very exciting time for us and the theater. We've just kicked off our 84th season. Noises Off is an opening show, which is a hysterical British farce. We've got Carrie, the rock musical, best Christmas pageant ever.
And you're saying Carrie, like as in Stephen King?
Stephen King's Carrie, yes. And that actually ties back into the new Discovery Musical Festival, because Carrie, the revival, was redone at NAMPT, which is the National American Musical Theater Festival. And actually, Brandon Huldeen, who is from the National American Musical Theater Festival, is one of the judges for this festival. He is the head of development at NAMPT in New York. So it's going to be exciting to have him here, and also to get his feedback on the fact that we're doing Carrie, and I believe, I could be wrong, but I think perhaps The Color Purple was part of NAMPT as well, which is part of our season.
I saw Carrie a long time ago. I never thought of it as a possible fodder for a musical.
I had neither.
Can you make a musical out of anything, do you think? Maybe not.
Some people would say no, but hey, they're doing Rocky.
Okay.
On Broadway, musical.
Hey, yo, Adrian Rocky?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it will be very interesting to see how that plays out on Broadway.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Talking today with Todd Sandman, Executive Director at Muncie Civic Theater. We started out by mentioning this weekend's Ball State Discovery New Musical Theater Festival, along with the upcoming season at Civic Theater. But there were some other questions we just had to ask. You know, they say that the fear of public speaking exceeds even the fear of dying for some people. What do actors know that the rest of folks don't about calming the nerves or whatever, or getting up in front of people? There is such a thing as stage fright, but overcoming that must help people overcome performance anxiety and other aspects of life.
Breathing. breathing is huge, because what's the first thing you do when you get nervous?
You run out of breath, right?
Your breathing becomes shallow, or you stop. It's same thing with anxiety, test anxiety. It's the same thing as going up on a line. It's that same fight response that kicks in. And usually what happens when, especially students, and I tell my Theater 100 students all this all the time, what's the first thing that happens? And they think, and they hold their breath. You've got to oxygenate the blood, and people will spin out. Literally, with their, I don't know it. Instead of taking a second, taking a deep breath, and remembering, I was up all night, I know this information, and wow. Leave it and come back, and that answer will come back. But if you continue to spin out, just like on stage, if you go up on that line and you stop breathing and your face turns red and your nervous system feels like it's going to explode, if you just take that breath, it's all going to come back.
Are there people from other civic theaters or people from the theater nationally who come to things like this to scout out?
I'm sure there will be. I mean, I'm sure we'll be pulling from all over the state of Indiana, people who either are into new works or are upcoming writers and librettists themselves, or people who just love musical theater. This isn't an event that you see happen very often anywhere, except once a year in New York at NAMT. There's I think the Eugene O'Neill has one, but there's not that many. So it's exciting, and it's going to be a real eclectic group of people from all over the country.
Who would we know who's come from the Ball State program?
Well, there's one woman in particular who's had some major success. Her name was, here we knew her as Cindy Williams. She was a Northside grad, went to Ball State. The world knows her as Cinda Williams. And she was in Mo Betta Blues with Denzel Washington, directed by Spike Lee. She was in Oprah Winfrey's The Wedding. She was in The Dorothy Dandridge Story with Halle Berry. She played Halle Berry's sister twice. Amazing voice. She sang Harlem Blues. Was her solo in Mo Betta Blues.
Are people born with that, or has it come out of training, or why is it that some people achieve that?
I think it's achievable. I mean, a lot of these skills can be learned, but there's also part of it that is just God-given gifts. Cinda's voice in particular is beautiful, but she grew up singing gospel. You know, her father was a pastor, so she has a strong gospel background, which really grew her voice, I think, at a very young age. And we were very fortunate, because she did Chorus Line with me back at Civic. So Civic, Beth Turcott actually had directed her in her first show here, which was West Side Story. And that was that moment that she decided, this is what I want to do with my life. And she went on to do many great things. So yeah, back to your question, as far as it, is it talent or learned? It's both. I mean, some people will have to work a lot harder than others, but depending on what they want to do, you may be a great singer. You may not be a strong actor necessarily. So, yes, you keep working on your singing, but your dancing and your acting, you're going to have to work a lot harder for it. There are very few people who are born a true triple threat. That's just a lot of work. You know, I would think, and I mean, Sutton Foster, who is, we know, is worked with Ball State and continues to be an advocate for us. Amazing the ease that she has. But when she directed me in Drowsy Chaperone at Ball State along with Bill Jenkins, and I would watch her work with the tap dancers, because, you know, she's an amazing tap dancer. And she told them, she goes, I practice and practice and practice until it's completely memorized in my body. So I don't have to think about it. I just do it. And that's where the ease comes from. But she doesn't just get up and do it. You know, it's a lot of work. And I don't know that people realize the amount of work it takes to get up and act and sing and dance. it's hours and hours and hours of rehearsal.
When students come to Ball State or another school and they study theater, what are the kind of skills that they learn?
They learn everything from voice, whether they're singers, voice placement. They'll learn dialect work, acting styles, acting techniques, everything from, you know, learning about Shakespeare to doing modern plays. They'll learn blocking. They'll have beginning and directing classes. They'll have an understanding of costuming, everything. Everything that goes into putting together a play. They're going to study, but then they're going to specialize.
Is there a payoff in the world of work for people who don't go into the theater, or are these helpful skills for people who go into business or other kinds of things? You ever hear about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got people who think they want to be an actor, and they start the program and realize what it really takes to be an actor. There's a lot more to it. Doesn't mean they still don't love theater. They just may decide that's not for them. So they may go into, say, casting. They may go into theater management. They may go into public relations. I mean, one thing about being on the stage, and we find this in our youth program, it's very important for raising self-esteem, self-confidence, being able to get up and talk in front of people. I mean, who in business doesn't have to stand up and give a presentation at some point? Having a theater background is going to make that so much simpler and put them at ease. But it's great for kids.
What was the most fun role that you had that you can think of? Do you still remember?
I would say probably the most difficult role and yet the most rewarding took place right here at Civic Theater. And when I was in college, we did A Chorus Line, and I played the role of Bobby. I could dance okay. I could sing okay. I was a strong actor. So those in that show, and Bobby gets picked at the end, I had to fake my way through ballet. I could tap dance. But it was one of the most strenuous shows. It just requires everything. But it was so exciting to be pushed that hard and it was a very, very successful production.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes. One thrilling combination, every move that she makes.
Todd Sandman, Muncie Civic Theater. He's preparing to open their new season, including Peter Pan, The Color Purple, and a musical version of Stephen King's classic, Carrie. Details are at MuncieCivic.org. And speaking of musicals, as we said, this is the weekend of the Ball State Discovery New Musical Theater Festival. See the full rundown at BSUDiscoveryFestival.com. And that, friends, is our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you'd like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beauty Rest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.